you can be yotzei mitzvahs over Zoom, microphone, telephone, and the like. So the question is basically, is this thing considered a human voice or not? In order to be yotzei mitzvahs in general, you have to be, you have to hear someone talking. That's how you yotzei mitzvah, right? If I hear someone saying kiddush, so I can be yotzei by listening to his kiddush. So the question is, what is sound? Is sound specifically, is some person's voice talking, is that specifically when it's his voice? Or maybe even if he causes something else to make a sound, maybe that's also good enough. Those are basically what we have to consider. So the first source on this is probably the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer seems to have this interesting idea where it's not exactly clear when you look over his tshuva whether or not he really understood how a microphone works. Because he seems to have this idea that a microphone is basically like a megaphone. It's some sort of mix of this electronic voice and the human voice. That's not how a microphone works, so I don't really know what to do with it. But based off his understanding of how microphones work, he seems to think that you can be yotzei mitzvahs through a microphone, which would make sense. You'd be able to yotzei most mitzvahs except for tkiyas shofar. You wouldn't be able to blow a shofar over a microphone because a shofar has to be the sound of the shofar. It can't be an echo. So if you blow a shofar into a pit, into a megaphone, that's not good enough. But for any other mitzvah, for Kriyas Megillah, for hearing, hearing laning or answering to things, joining in with a minion, a microphone would be good enough. Tzitz Eliezer you're probably not really going to use for halacha because it seems like the metzias part of it, he didn't really understand how a microphone worked. The Igros Moshe, it's not really clear what Rav Moshe thought a microphone is because Rav Moshe has two tshuvas that conflict each other. One tshuva, he says, by Kriyas Megillah, that hearing aid is not good enough, right? Which would seem to imply that Rav Moshe thinks that in order to be yotzei mitzvah, you have to hear human voice. Hearing aid or a microphone would be machine, and therefore it's not considered. Would we get machine? It's not considered human voice. So it doesn't work. But that was by hearing aid, and then by Kriyas Megillah over a microphone, he says it does work, and it is considered hearing. So it's not clear, it doesn't make any sense to say by one of them it is considered hearing, by the other one that it doesn't. Hearing aids and microphones work the same exact way. There's no real reason why one of them should be good enough and the other one shouldn't. So Rav Moshe, it's not really clear what to do with, and it's possible he thought it was some sort of megaphone, and that's why maybe Rav Moshe agrees with the Tzitz Eliezer, and that's why we probably can't really use either the Tzitz Eliezer or Rav Moshe Feinstein for halacha. The Chazon Ish has this interesting idea. Rishon Zalman has a very long, a whole sefer on different issues of electricity. And on the footnote, one of his footnotes, he quotes the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish seems to think that it's a big chiddush, I think, but the idea is that anytime my voice causes sound to occur, that is considered speaking. So if I speak into a microphone, that is considered halachically talking, in which case I can be a Megillah over a telephone. I can join a minion over Zoom. Just to be clear, for a minion over Zoom, you would have to still have 10 people in one place. You can't have 10 different people in random places. A minion has to be together. They have to be together in the same room. Otherwise, they don't have a din of a minion. But if there is a minion going on somewhere else, and let's say they're saying Kaddish, I can answer a main to that Kaddish. Or, for example, in yesterday's the big tefillah thing, right? According to the Chazon Ish, you could answer Amin to that because I think the way it worked was they had 10 people in one location. They were speaking over the phone, over Zoom. I can hear them somewhere else. According to the Chazon Ish, that's considered sound. That's considered human voice halachically. So if that's considered the human voice, I can be yotzei. And Shlomo Zalman if you didn't know anything else, I think it's the most pashut, the simplest reason here. And that is that sound from a machine is, or from a microphone is not human voice. It's the computer talking. It's the, whatever you want to call it. It's the speaker. That's not human voice. In order to be yotzei mitzvahs, you have to have human voice. Therefore, people that are using hearing aids in both ears, if they only have it one ear, it's okay. But if, because the other ear will be able to hear naturally. But if you have hearing aids in both ears, if you're listening to mitzvahs over a microphone, over telephone, you're not going to be yotzei anything. It doesn't count as anything substantial because that's not a human voice. So, those are basically the three different shitas that we have here. And there's a lot of nafkaminas that come up based on those three shitas. So again, just quickly, the three shitas are, one of them is basically some sort of megaphone. In which case, it's good for everything. You can use it for just about any mitzvah except for probably tkiyas shofar. The Chazon Ish idea is that anytime the human voice causes sound to occur, that would be considered that's considered good enough. And according to Shlomo Zalman, it has to be human voice. Sound for a machine is not good enough. What's interesting about the Chazon Ish is even according to the Chazon Ish's position, which is sound that's caused by a machine, that's still it has to be immediate. You would think, according to the Chazon Ish, that maybe I can record my voice. I can record my voice and then play it back later, or whoever record anyone, and then play it back later. That sound that's coming out of the recorder now is because someone spoke into it. It's caused by human voice. It's sort of difficult in the Svara anyway to say that there's two different things going on here. But the Chazon Ish says that it has to be immediate. So okay, what am I going to do about it? So as far as all the different nafkaminas that we have, one of them is a chazan using a microphone. Now, I think like for example, like yesterday's thing or like the CMHS or anytime you have a big shul and you want someone speaking into the microphone, can the tzibur be yotze with that, with the chazan davening into that? Can they answer to that? So according to the Chazon Ish, obviously, yes, there shouldn't be a problem. According to Shlomo Zalman, obviously, no. Right, because that's the sound of the microphone. It's not a big. It's not considered human voice. What is interesting, though, is there might be sort of a solution here, which is you have keep the microphone a little bit further away from the chazan, right? So he's not talking directly into the microphone. Have 10 people standing around the chazan, right? So now there's a minyan going on in one place. Those 10 people all hear the chazan's voice. They're a minyan. Now, the chazan, everybody else in the room hears it because the microphone's placed a little bit further away. Everyone else hears it over that microphone. Now that everyone else hears it over that, those 10 people heard the natural voice of the chazan, they're a minyan, and everybody else can be yotzi, whatever else is going on, because it's the same idea as Alexandria. There's a Gemara, right, that in Alexandria they had a very big shul. Not everybody can hear the chazan, so how would they know what to respond? They would pick up flags to tell people, answer Amen now, or this is what just happened. And that's how everybody knew what to respond. So there shouldn't really be any difference between this microphone and the flags in Alexandria. It doesn't matter if they're actually hearing the microphone making random noises or they see flags telling them to answer Amen. Whichever one it is, something is signaling them to answer Amen. There were 10 people next to the chazan that actually made the minyan. So now everybody else can be yotzi by the fact that they heard the chazan. This is obviously only according to Shlomo Zalman. According to the Chazon Ish, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you have 10 people next to them or not. They would obviously be able to be yotzi. Another interesting point here would be kolisha. According to the Chazon Ish, there's a problem kolisha if a woman is singing into a microphone because that's considered the woman's voice. According to Shlomo Zalman, and this is quoted in Rabbi Yosef quotes this, and he quotes that he says that Rabbi Yashiv and I think the Brisker Rav agreed with him that there wouldn't be a problem kolisha anymore as long as the girl is singing into a microphone. It's not the girl's voice. It's a machine voice. There's no Isser Kol Isha when we're talking about a machine voice. The other place with this could potentially come up is Megillah over the phone, right? You already mentioned that. So according to the Chazon Ish, Megillah over the phone would definitely work. According to Shlomo Zalman, it definitely won't work. Interesting point of distinction for this year would be a Siyum for Tanis Bechoris, right? If people can't get together in shul, so Bechorim have to fast Erev Pesach. So the classic way for us to avoid having to fast is that they all go to a Siyum. Now we're not going to a Siyum. So how can they get out of it? You could potentially make a Siyum over the phone. Now, obviously, according to the Chazon Ish, a Siyum over the phone, I don't think would be, you're actually hearing the Siyum, so I don't know if that's necessarily a problem. But even according to Shlomo Zalman, I still think there's no problem. Because when you're listening to a Siyum, you don't have to be Yotze the Siyum. You're not being Yotze something. You don't have to hear the human voice. By a Siyum, you have to be Mitztarif to the Siyum. You just have to join the Siyum or enjoy the Simcha in one way or the other.
For me, you did also, yeah.
What happened?
You froze.
We lost you for a bit.
Oh, which point did you lose me at? By
Tanis Bechorim, you're talking about guy making a Siyum over the phone.
Yeah, so over the phone or over Zoom for Tanis Bechorim. So according to the Chazon Ish, I don't think there'd be a problem really because you're actually hearing the voice. But even according to Shlomo Zalman, by Tanis Bechorim, you don't have to hear, you're not being Yotze Asiyam, right? That's not what's going on. What has to happen is you have to be Mitztarif to Asiyam. You have to join Asiyam. So you can join Asiyam like just by hearing what happened. And then you're you joined, right? They finished the last three lines or whatever it is, and now you're part of the Siyam, so now you can eat. So Matayas Bechoras, according to everybody, should be good enough. The other Gesundheit, Daniel. The other place where this can also potentially come up is talking on the phone for doctors versus texting on Shabbos. Now, here's where it gets a little bit interesting. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to Rav Moshe, and according to Tzitzit Eliezer, and possibly according to Rav Moshe, I should say, when you're talking over the phone, it's potentially human voice, right? According to the Chazanish, definitely it's human voice, right? So if it's human voice, there's a rule, right, that we can't play a piano on Shabbos. Why can't you play a piano on Shabbos? We're afraid you're going to be in the attack and police here, right? You might end up fixing the piano. This is also why the next step is you can't dance on Shabbos. But if you dance on Shabbos, then you might play the piano on Shabbos. And if you play the piano on Shabbos, then you might fix the piano on Shabbos. That's the logic. So the idea of mitakin klishir is anything that makes noise, you can't really use on Shabbos. That's also potentially the argument for not allowing to turn on the TV on Shabbos, other than the electricity part of turning on, right? If you can somehow avoid if you say there's no actual electricity issue for whatever reason of turning on the TV, having it on might still be a problem of klishir, right? It's playing music, sort of, even if it's just talking. It's a machine talking. As halachically, we'll probably just consider that playing music, right? So that's considered playing music. So according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, right, talking on the phone on Shabbos is like playing music. So that could potentially be more of a problem than, let's say, texting on the phone, right? So if I, as a doctor, have an option to either text someone else something or to talk to them, it might be better, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, to text versus talking, because then you avoid this issue of klishir. According to the Chazon Ish and possibly Rav Moshe, since what we're talking about here is human voice, right? So if it's human voice, so then it's not a problem of klishir anymore. So according to Rav Moshe and possibly according to Rav Moshe and almost definitely according to the Chazon Ish, there's no issue of klishir by talking on a microphone on Shabbos or talking on the phone on Shabbos or potentially joining a Seder by Zoom. This is not cliche because it's human voice. So you don't have any of those problems. I mean, again, did I freeze?
It's unclear.
Did I freeze?
I heard the problems with Zoom.
What?
Everyone's using it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you still hear me, I'm going to keep going. So if you could talk on the phone, right? So then... So then that would be considered human voice. There's no problem with klishir. So you still have the electricity problems. So you still have to deal with some other issues. And if you're talking about Zoom, then some people might make the argument that there's an issue of kosev. If you're writing and the screen changes, or if you're typing on a computer, I'll give a shir on whether or not that's considered kosev a different time. But those are other hilchos Shabbos. But as far as the strict problem of having your computer make noise, according to the Chazon Ish and possibly according to Rav Moshe, it shouldn't be a problem. Only according to Rav Shlomo Zalman would that be a problem and be considered something similar to klishir. I am done giving my little presentation. Yeah.
How do you explain klishir? What's klishir?
So I had a very, very hard time with this, and I don't know the answer to the question. In general, it seems like first of all, I'm going to use the term klishir a little bit loosely, because the Rama also tells me I'm now that I use a knocker on Shabbos because it's something that's miyuchad to making noise, right? That's not a klishir, but he's answering it because potentially avshamilsa, which is a different problem. It's not clear where the line between avshamilsa and klishir is. It's a different shir, which I'm not giving right now, but it's could be something along those lines. It should be something that's making noise, that if I would have done it on Shabbos, it would have been usher to do it. For example, I had my windmill, right? Why can't I have my laundry machine running on Shabbos? Because if I would have turned it on Shabbos, that would be usher, right? So I can't leave my washing machine on Shabbos. It's avshamilsa, right?
Okay.
The problem there, that's very simple. The problem why, according to the Rama, can't I use a knocker on Shabbos? Like, right, those doors that have a knocker, right? Knocker's a knocker. Right, so why can't I use a knocker on Shabbos? It's not really clear what he says, because it's a kli that's miyuchad to making noise. So it sounds like he's defining kli shir as anything which is supposed to make noise, which is why I'm going, taking the extra step and saying that computers or microphones, even though you're not singing or having music, that would also be included in the Isser of Pleish here if it's a machine making noise.
Is it kind of like Muksa? Like, it doesn't have a purpose on Shabbos?
No, exactly. You make it have a purpose, and then we'll have a purpose.
All right. 1 second. Are you
okay? I hear.
So that would be the idea. I didn't, just to be clear, in case anyone walks away from the Shir thinking I'm saying, can you Zoom? For the Seder, I didn't address a couple of different issues, other issues that are involved. One I already said was Kosev. That's something that also needs to be addressed. The other issue is whether or not you could turn this thing on Shabbos, the electricity component of this whole question. And the third thing is, again, the public policy part of this, which I didn't really want to get involved in. But that's the other, those are the other considerations.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyone else? Okay. So it's a pleasure seeing everybody. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Yossi.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Next week, if you guys tell me what you want, I could try to gear it towards what you want. But for next week, I was thinking of